I'm Ari, and this is Gemba Talks. At Fortiv, we go to Gemba. We search for facts and solutions in the only place that they naturally reveal themselves, the place where the work is done.
I'm here with Marika Kurz and Nathan Wareham. They are two FBS Ignite participants in Cohort 4. They just wrapped up their first week. You both are participating in FBS Ignite, right? And you just
finished
got
your kickoff week.
Yeah, finished your kickoff week, got started. So, first of all, where are you both from?
I'm from, actually originally from the Netherlands, but I do live here right now, and I'm working at Fluke IT.
So I'm actually from Australia, and from Gilbarco Veeder-Root.
Great. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves with your full names and your current titles?
Okay, Marika Kurz, and my latest role has been in the Fluke marketing business, and it was actually in the tomography business unit, and I was leading the marketing organization there. And then after that, I did a sort of like L1 PD group, and that was more like similar like a GA team.
So PD is policy deployment.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And GA is
growth accelerator. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Nathan,
yeah.
What about you?
So full name Nathan Wareham, and I'm currently a strategic programs manager. So pretty much look after two of our key accounts in just the product side, so being BP and Shell.
Awesome. Is that interesting to you?
Yeah, it is. I think before I started Gilbarco, I didn't even know that Gilbarco was even a company, yet I use their product pretty much every day when you fill up your car. You always just think that the major oil companies made their own Bowsers, but it's actually our company behind them, and so it's really interesting to know that we now work for a company that everyone uses almost every day, so it's pretty cool.
That's very cool. So why did you guys apply for FBS Ignite? What's exciting about it to you?
I think the opportunity to actually travel and then just to work for another opco, being from Australia, you kind of think that you're a bit more remote from where the kind of the business deals for Fortiv are going on, so kind of opportunity to prove yourself as well as kind of get noticed. But then also I think with the Fortiv business tools coming here, you really can crash course learn it and then really put yourself to the test on how can I go to another opco and actually facilitate it and teach these things.
Yeah, so it's a lot about like putting tools to use.
Yeah.
That's great. What about for you?
Well, I love to jump into new situations and new challenges. So This is one of them, I think. It's really like jumping into a new company and then also meet new people, meet a new business, really get to know them, and also meet a new cohort. We now have a new class, of course, our cohort 4. And it's really great to also meet other people from other opcos. We really actually formed a bond this week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was really nice as well, because then you also learn about those businesses, and we did a lot of training with each other too. So I think definitely it's a great thing that Fortiv is offering this, and that the opcos are freeing up people to do this, because you learn so much by just doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So had you guys met before this week?
No,
so it's actually the first. So really interesting. It's kind of how we interrupt is like it's like doing a Kaizen with another opco. Like at the start, everyone's kind of a little bit afraid to talk, break the ice, and just thinking, oh, what have we signed ourselves up for? But I mean, after the first day in introductions, like everyone's like best friends almost, because like everyone knows what everyone else is kind of feeling like, and we just use each other as like a support team.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of one of the things that you don't think about when you think about applying for FBS Ignite. You're thinking about, oh, this challenge by yourself, but don't really think that it's kind of like a team thing almost. It's kind of like your family for 3 months, and it's your journey through. So it's really pretty cool.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if you feel that way towards the end.
yeah.
We'll check that.
I mean, we've just had the first week of where we've just been thrown to deep end, really learned a ton, so now we're thinking, oh yes, we've got all the skills to do anything, but yeah, we'll see how it goes in the actual
hopefully,
project.
Hopefully we can contribute exactly. Something to our host opcos as well. But I think we will also utilize each other very much during the time, because we have set up a Slack channel, or actually it was done for us, and now we also set up a WhatsApp group so we can really communicate with each other too. Yeah. So we have new friends now.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So have you found out where you'll be placed, like location and opcode wise?
Yes, yeah. I'm actually going to FNET, so it's
still local.
Yeah, very local. Yeah, yeah. I just had my baby, so they were very nice. Yeah. So, but it's a very different business, of course. So it's very different from Fluke. So that's a, and I actually don't know a lot about FNET, so that's really good.
Yeah, it'd be really fun for me to learn about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about you, Nathan?
Yeah. So for me, it's a bit different. I'm actually going to Rome, so. Really actually going to explore the whole world, being from little Australia. But I'm actually have the opportunity to go with ASP, so just our new acquirer. So it'd be really good to show the guys and try to introduce them to the 40 business systems. So, yeah.
That's very exciting. You're going to learn a little Italian while you're there?
Most probably not. just trying to see if I want to drive over there. It's going to be a different side of the road. So that's, I was right. Like, oh, I don't know if I want to take that challenge or not. So... yeah, it's a big change.
We'll see. What are you hoping to gain from this experience, like holistically for yourself and for your career in total?
Well, I hope that I can really put the FBS tools more into action. So really utilize what we've learned during this week, but also what we're going to learn during the midterm and during the graduation week. But really... understand how to apply the FBS tools and also to develop more leadership skills throughout the program and hopefully learn more about new businesses, and that might open up other like ideas for future roles or anything else. So yeah
that's great.
Yeah, so for me, kind of the same premise. Kind of just wanted to learn more about the tools and just more, a bit more formal training and just some experience. But the big thing is, by being placed in this OPCO, you really have to learn to just facilitate, because you aren't really the subject matter. So I know in home OPCO, you always, because you know about the process as well, it's very easy to kind of jump in and say, oh, this is what we got to do. But because you don't know as much, I think it gives you an opportunity to kind of take a step back and really be that facilitator and really just coach the team through.
Have either of you done any other FBS courses or facilitated or taught any?
Yes. I did a lot of training before, and also I led some Kaizens and so on. But I think this is different, because this was also, the training was more applied also, or applicable now for our entire Ignite course, and it was very interactive, I think. So there were a lot of real life examples that we should had to work on. So that was different, and I think it was a total good refresh. And I think going into Ignite, it's a different experience than you ever had before, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I've actually never facilitated, so only ever been a part of it. So this is really a good challenge for me to see, okay, A, can I facilitate, and how am I going to go? Which will then allow me to actually go back to my home OPCO and then start facilitating and teaching others and really drive change in that business as well. So
that'll be a really good learning for you, and for you when you go back to Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
You. That's great. What have you guys done this week? This week has been totally jam-packed. I know when I ran into you in the hallway, you were just like, I don't know what time it is. So what have you guys done, sort of briefly?
So I think it's actually really good to actually break it up per day.
Yeah.
Because like every day was literally like a new challenge and a new experience almost. So I'll start with Monday, and then you can make sure you go Tuesday. So on Monday, we actually started at 12. So a lot of people were flying in if they were locally from here. So it's kind of like that meet and greet. Like I said, we're all coming in there. We're all thinking, okay, what have we just signed up for? We're a bit nervous, thinking that everyone's going to be like high level FBS champions, people that are just going to kind of outshow us. But we just break the ice and just meet everyone. Jamie just gives us a quick overview of the program and kind of what is expected of you. And then we had a team dinner, which kind of really brought us all together.
Yeah, and on Tuesday we had a long VSM training. It was like really a crash course, actually.
VSM is
value stream mapping. So it was a crash course in value stream mapping. Yeah. Let me put it right. But it was a really nice way of doing it because he had some real life problems that we had to or a process that we had to map out. So we went to the factory. So we were split up into teams, and we went to the factory. And next week there is a Shinkaizen. And they were preparing for that. So we were actually helping them out in visualizing or mapping out the process there. They already did a great deal themselves. We were just more mapping the overarching process. But it was really nice to do it like that, because then it was really tangible instead of just looking at a PowerPoint and listening to a facilitator. And then at night we went to the escape room in Everett. So that was really cool. We also split up in two teams.
Yeah.
I was on a team that didn't get out.
Oh, no.
I think you were on the team.
Yeah, I'd say it was a bit more successful.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure. Yeah. So, and then we had some team dinner. It was really a great day. Yeah.
Yeah. So Wednesday, we actually had Dan Magnier actually came and was teaching us influential leadership training, which was actually one of the highlights of the time. We actually did some pre-work of the DISC profile. So some people might know it as Myers-Briggs, but kind of tells you what personality you are. So it's good to know the group's personality as well, but also how to interact with other personality types. And just you got to think that not everyone thinks like you, so you do have to pose things in their train of thought as well to try and get that consensus. But I think it also set up that some good inside jokes, because now that everyone knows how everyone else thinks, so if someone says something like, oh yeah, it's because you're that profile. So yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was a good day. And then on Thursday we had a PSP problem solving training.
The biggest day.
That was the longest day. Very important, of course, for going into Ignite. So we had also there a real life example where we worked on that was more related to the FBS office.
Yeah.
So that was good also to dive in with two teams. We got a lot of out of it, I think, for ourselves, but also hopefully for the organization. It was a long day, but it was really also good teamwork as well. And throughout the week, I think we got to know each other better and better. So it also was also really helpful to work with each other, especially after the leadership training, I think, because it was a long day, right? You get tired and so it's good to know how to interact then with people.
Yeah. And then today being the last day on the Friday, we kind of just went through some Kaizen basics, just because a lot of us haven't facilitated one before. We just had a bit of a crash course on how we would go to approach that, because more than likely we will be facilitating a Kaizen as part of the project. So it's just kind of some quick rule of thumbs on how to be successful as you can. And then just the last thing we had is just go over with our project with the actual home opco as well, or hosting opco, just to see. So on Monday we're all guns blazing, ready to go, because at the end of the day, 9 weeks may seem like a lot of time now, but really with the amount of work that is required to be successful in the project, it's going to fly by. So just to make sure that you got those weekly steps of what you need to achieve. So
yeah, that's great. And you guys have coaches along the way, right?
Yes.
Individually.
Yes.
So
yes.
Who are your coaches?
Mine is Kirsten Paust.
And mine's Harshad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're really fantastic people.
Yeah, they are. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining me today. And I'm excited to check in with you and see how things are going later on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.